Well, Merry Christmas. It's the last day of the Christmas octave because one day is not enough for us. It's eight, remember? And it's also a new year, so Happy New Year as well. Over these 8 days of Christmas, we've looked at the events of Jesus' early life. You know, the finding in the temple, the things like that. But today, we kind of change it up a little bit. We're celebrating Mary, the Mother of God. The church wants us to remember that Mary was the mother of Jesus, and Jesus just so happened to be God. So Mary was the mother of God. She gave God his human flesh. Mary's yes to God was the most important yes in all of human history. Because Mary's yes is what allowed God to become one of us and to save us from sin. And so, because of all of these things, we honor Mary greatly. And as if her yes wasn't enough, there are more wonderful things we can say about her. Because Mary is not simply the mother of God. When Jesus was on the cross, he gave her to John as his mother, but also to all of us, because Mary is the mother of the church. And just like we turn to our mothers here on earth for help and for protection and for their unfailing love, we can also turn to Mary. Mary, who is the untier of knots and the refuge of sinners and the comfort of the afflicted, for all of those same things. In the gospel today, it says something very fascinating about what Mary did. It says that Mary kept all of these things and reflected on them in her heart. Mary kept that the angels announced the conception of and birth of her son to her. That shepherds and magi came and worshiped her son. That when the angel announced the conception of her son, she said that he would be named, the angel said that he would be named Jesus, that he would be the son of the Most High, that he would take David's throne and reign forever. She kept that Simeon in the temple at the presentation said that Jesus was a light to all of the Gentiles and the glory of Israel. And there are so many other things that Mary witnessed Jesus do and witnessed said about Jesus during his life. And she kept all these things, and she reflected on them in her heart. She didn't go out and brag and say, "Look at what my son did." And she didn't start worrying about the Son of the Most High God. How am I going to raise that? No. She reflected on these things. What a wonderful, wonderful example for us this is. In today's society, how often do we immediately react to pretty much everything? We expect an immediate response from those around us. I catch myself doing this all the time. If I put something on Facebook and it doesn't have 5 likes in 5 seconds, I'm thinking, what did I do wrong? I don't reflect on things as much as I ought. So perhaps in this new calendar year, we would all do well to imitate Mary and reflect on more things in our heart. Now, I know we can't reflect on everything. For example, if I were to reflect for 10 minutes every morning on which pair of socks I should wear, or which of my black shirts looks the best on me, that's probably not healthy. But we could all use a few minutes at the end of the day to reflect. Maybe 5 or 10 minutes right before we go to bed. We could thank God for all the gifts he's given us that day. And then we could take a brief look at how our actions brought us closer to God or further from him. And then we could end by asking God to forgive our sins and to help us to do better tomorrow, to come closer to him tomorrow. And after that, we could go to bed with a clear conscience. There are many, many other ways you can live a reflective life. That's just one of them. And if you want more details about it, we actually call it the Examine Prayer. There's a lot of resources about it. But as we begin this new year, let us strive to grow closer to God. Let us allow Him to enter into our decisions by reflecting just a little more. And as God taught Moses and Aaron to pray for the Israelites, I pray for all of you here that the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And that the Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. Amen.